All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Before we go to the phone lines, you know, I told you I was going to have some issues because I stayed up to 10 o'clock last night. And so I've been forgetful. But the crackers I'm talking about are Ritz, Club, Triscuits. I don't care which one it is you're talking about. They've gotten smaller. You know, I like Fig Newtons. You ever hear those things?
Oh, yeah, they're great.
So Fig Newtons used to be in a huge package. Have you seen the size of Fig Newtons now?
They can't be jipping us on Fig Newtons now.
Oh, you ought to see the size of them. And so when are we going to get off of this train? You know, the businesses are just, you know, making mockery of us because we're just silent. We don't say anything. We keep taking it. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line?
Lynn's calling from Oconomowoc.
Hey, Lynn, how you doing? Tell me.
Good morning, Earl.
Am I confused?
Well, somewhat, because I noticed that the tubes in toilet paper, the cardboard tubes, are getting much larger. However, They are 1/2 inch shorter.
Well, they wrap
the toilet paper looser on a smaller tube or a larger tube in circumference, but a shorter tube in length.
So you're getting less. So you don't have anything better to do with your life than to realize that the toilet paper roll is but you know what? And it's thinner.
It irritated me.
And it is thinner.
And not only that, but I saved the empty tubes.
For what?
To compare. I saved two of them to compare. Yes, well, that it wasn't my imagination that the tubes were getting shorter in length, but wider in circumference.
So you are confirming what it is I am saying. Things are happening. Things are happening to us, and we recognize it, but they're so subtle. You know, in that instance, they're kind of subtle, but you are right. The toilet paper rolls are wrapped looser, and these people are really geniuses when it comes to figuring out a way to make it it's so difficult for us to even realize, and the fact that we aren't willing to push back on those things, right? Because you notice that. You know it's the case. The prices haven't come down any. They're going up. Well, where is the end
Absolutely.
Game in this?
Another thing is that they whip air into your bars of soap.
Well, I can tell you the soap is not lasting as long as it used to. You're right about that.
Yes.
Hey, thank you
and
very much.
And they're probably smaller. You're welcome. Have a great day.
Listen, you're pretty astute. I wonder if everybody is as astute as you are. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Who do we have up next, then?
That's all for now.
Okay.
But I have a personal one that I noticed. I mean,
what's
maybe
that?
It's just because I'm a big fan of McDonald's. Like, I don't care what anyone says. I know it's gross.
The chicken
nuggets
are smaller than they've ever been.
The Big Mac.
I'm a
Big Mac girl, and I feel like it is tiny. I couldn't even finish one before, and now I'm finishing it in like two bites.
It's not a Big Mac anymore. It's a Little Mac.
A Little Mac.
And again, more and more and more. And we just, in this country, we just accept those things. And maybe it's because you and I and our last caller are the only ones who think that this is an issue because we're whining and crying.
Probably better for my health on the Big Mac part, but like, I want more.
You know, the truth of the matter is, it is not any of these things. Again, you buy a bag of potato chips. It's a huge bag of potato chips. Once you open it in and you squeeze the air out of it, that big bag of potato chips that we have has been cut down to less than half of the size of the bag because they're fooling us with the big bag size.
That air.
Yeah.
Ooh, that air.
Yeah. And so these things are happening more and more and more. And man, those folk who have come, your generation and the generation after you, there's nothing that's going to get better with any of this. This downsizing of things in this country and the fact that the prices of them continue to escalate is getting worse and worse and worse. And if the people aren't willing to say anything, and I'll tell you what the real problem is, and this one of the real problems as it relates to those kind of things is that the American people don't want to argue about any of those things. And maybe it's because, you know, there's too much money. We have too much money. A disposable income, and so not enough of us are concerned enough about that. I've even noticed the canned food, and all of those things have shrank. You know, I like, from time to time, corned beef hash, you know, and name brand. I don't like the name brand. What is it, Diddy Moore or something like that? I don't know what it is, but the name brand. And I noticed the can the other day. The size of it has really been, and I don't care what it is, all of it has been downsized. And so you're getting less, you're paying more. That's a sign. And people tell me, well, that's a sign of the times. And I'm saying, okay, I buy that. It's a sign of the times, but they can continue to do those things. There is no regulation of that. And so when does it end? When does it stop? If they're allowed to get away with it now and continue to get away with it, that's a harbinger for the future that this will continue. And as long as there's nobody pushing back and fighting back, this is why we get what we get. Because the American people aren't willing to say anything or to fight back on these kinds of issues. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. I was looking at the box of premium saltines Nabisco and the other day. And our caller from a moment ago was right. The box that they used to make it in was thicker cardboard. The colors that they put on the box stood out more. They were stronger. Now all of that stuff is narrower. You know, even with newspapers, the quality of the newspaper, the pulp that they use has changed. I don't care if it's bags. I don't care what it is. All those things have changed and have not gotten any better, only going to get worse. Profits are up. And quality is down. Quality used to be the number one thing. They've thrown quality to the curb because the American people will settle for anything. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Our phone lines are open. We'll be right back. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show.